This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. I'm Aaron Brown. Our show is made possible in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. We share music, comedy, and stories about modern life off the beaten path. We are far off the beaten path tonight up in Ely, Minnesota at the Vermilion Community College Theater. One of the things that makes Ely unique is the sense that one can still come here and have an honest-to-goodness adventure. Joining me on stage now are some locals who made a lot of news last year for their adventuring. We'll have Jason Zabrotsky out in a moment, but first, Amy Freeman is an educator and guide who, with her husband David, runs the Wilderness Classroom, an organization using their adventures around the world to educate school kids all over the country about science, geography, and biology. Dave and Amy were the 2014 National Geographic Adventurers of the Year. That is some serious adventuring. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Aaron.
Your husband David couldn't be with us tonight. Could you tell us where he is?
He's in the Amazon rainforest right now in Brazil.
Not for the World Cup, folks. He is on Rio Roosevelt, which is the river that got its name because Teddy Roosevelt almost died of malaria there 100 years ago.
Exactly.
And they're calling attention to that journey and the spirit of adventure. Say, tell us about that trip the two of you took last year that got you on the list for the Geographic Adventurers of the Year.
Sure. The trip last year was the North American Odyssey, and actually it took us 3 years. It was 11,700 miles, and we traveled by canoe, kayak, and dog sled, basically from Seattle north to the Arctic, down across Canada, through the Great Lakes, down the East Coast, ending in Key West.
Wow. And
what we want to know is, how come you're not still in Key West right now?
Well, they went on a long journey, and what was the purpose? What were you trying to accomplish with the journey?
Well, the main point was to get kids interested in the outdoors. So as we traveled, we were updating our website, teaching kids about all the wild places we went through.
And what was that like, going on a journey like that with your husband in a kayak and a dog sled? And that's not a normal... That's not a normal married couple thing to do.
Yeah, I guess we're used to being with each other 24/7.
Wow. And do you ever just want to, like, hey, let's just watch TV tonight, you know?
Sometimes, yeah.
Sometimes, okay. Well, I just needed to hear that for my own sake. But why, you've been all over the place with your adventures. Why do you base yourselves here in Ely? And I know you spent some time in Grand Marais, but what's special about Ely?
Well, I think really during the North American Odyssey, it hit home for us that after traveling through all these different wild places, we had planned to go through Ely and through the Boundary Waters in the middle of our route. And as we came through, it just, you know, we didn't just feel a sense of home. We realized what a special place this is. So we're very happy to call this area home.
All right. Well, Amy Freeman. Joining us next is Jason Zabrotsky. He's the owner and operator of the Ely Outfitting Company. He made news last fall for a different kind of adventure, walking and a little bit of swimming across the Quetico Provincial Park in Ontario, across the border into the Boundary Waters, and right down the street into the city of Ely. Hello, Jason.
Nice to be here.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. So you walked across this wilderness last year, better known perhaps for its canoeing and water-based activities.
I spent 15 days really proving that the most efficient way to see the most beauty up here is by canoe. I did prove that. But instead of taking an ultralight canoe, I took an even lighter dry suit. And so I walked from Atticoken, Ontario, and when I got to water, I put on this dry suit and floated my pack alongside of me and swam the lakes and rivers.
This was not a warm time of year either.
Actually, some of the warmest and most comfortable parts of the trip were when I was swimming in the dry suit.
So, local, you know what that means, right? It was cold, right? Okay.
Yeah. It snowed quite a bit.
Yeah. What did you discover out there in the woods, woods that people don't normally see?
Right. You know, there was just a tremendous amount of variety. You know, at one end, there were the lakes and then all the bogs and wetlands to trudge through up to these granite-type mountains. Just a tremendous variety that was just constantly changing as I went through it. And I also saw, besides that constant change, I saw interesting wildlife. About day seven, I was kind of slogging through a swamp southeast of Poobah Lake, kind of in the dead center of Quetico. It'd been raining on me all day, and it was pretty wild. I had a couple of wolves that were howling. There was one close to me that sounded younger with a higher pitch tone, and then there was a wolf further off with a lower pitch tone that was howling in response. So it was pretty special just to kind of be in a place where I was probably surprising these animals that I was coming across because it was so far removed from where canoe travelers go. But that was when I got a big start because my heart jumped for the first time on the trip, which was some crashing behind the woods. Kind of I paused and wondered what was going on, and it turned out it was moose in rut. This would be chased by a bull, so they were having a special moment. I started looking for trees to climb, but fortunately I paused, waited, and the cow trotted past me, and then shortly after that, the bull walked past and then stopped. I remember his eye kind of rolling back. It kept his nose pointed away from me, but its eye rolled back and sort of looked at me and made me think this is kind of a special moment. And then and then that bull moose walked right in the direction of those wolves that were howling and probably surprised those wolves. Hmm.
So you walked from there into downtown Ely, right here. What's special about Ely? What makes this home?
Ely has a really special community of people who really care about the wilderness up here, you know, it really, you know, encourages people to beat a little bit to a different drum and do things maybe a little bit differently, which is special.
All right. Well, Jason Zaborski, Ely Outfitting Company, thanks for being with us tonight.
Thanks, Aaron.
Yes.